Welcome to the second season, the 16th episode of Charlie and Me.
Honestly, I don't know. It could be. I don't have my notes in front of me.
I have my notes right here. you're driving, so don't read. This is a very, very active show, I guess.
One of a kind.
One of a kind. So if you are friends and family, you're going to have fun with this one. If you're not our friends and family, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but keep listening. It's great. All 20 people that listen, love it. Anyway, Charlie, what are we up to?
We're headed back to Des Moines.
We are on a road trip on a Thursday night, driving down I-80.
Nothing like having the sunset in front of you on I-80 as you're dodging the semi-trucks.
Yeah. I wonder if this is illegal. Can't be. They have cash cabs.
Why would this be illegal?
We should pick up a hitchhiker and run a cash cab.
Why? I don't get why this. I'm stuck on you thinking this
like
is illegal.
Like recording. Well, I mean, I have like an open laptop in the front seat.
How's anyone different than like someone working while they're road tripping? I'm not doing it. I'm driving. You're the one.
Maybe that's illegal.
Yeah, but that's different.
How am I supposed to know?
I feel like you said a dumb question there. I called you on it.
Whatever. Anyway, Charlie and I had a fun weekend. Went to a Cubs game.
Thrilling game.
Thrilling game. Watched Javier Baez his 100th home run of the year.
Bought a jersey.
Yeah, I bought a shirt. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah. Went to the official Cubs store.
The official Cubs store. We couldn't go to the non-official one.
And
we
went to the second floor. You can only imagine what happens on the second floor.
Second floor is the special floor.
I didn't get anything on the second floor.
I did.
Grant, you're special.
I went top floor.
Top shelf.
Oh, is it? I'm a top shelf.
Is it the equivalent of top shelf bar type thing?
Something like that, I think.
They, always fun to look around. Good stuff. But yeah, I feel like it was time. Been going to enough games. I need a jersey. I need to fit in with the crowd.
You gotta fit in. It's definitely tough. But either way.
But yeah, it was a great game. It was like, what, 1-3, 2-3, something like that. Going into the eighth inning.
Javi takes 1 yard.
Was it against the Reds? It was against the Mets.
Oh, Mets, because DeGrom pitch, that's right.
Yeah. Glad you got a good memory.
Well, I went to the game on Monday night, too, and that was the Braves, so...
So you're still not the Reds.
Yeah, I know. I just did a weird interaction. Oh, and then I went to the game before that I went to with Claire, it was the Reds.
There you go. Finally found it. Fun game. We got better seats this time, too. No pole issues.
I just looked at our seats for next game, and we're seats 1 and 2.
What row? This is big.
6? It's in a might be in a bad spot.
We might be in a pinch. Whoa. Right.
Jinx, stop. Fuck.
That was close. That was weird.
As you guys can all tell, we're a little hyped up on the road. Charlie just chugged a coffee. I just ate some McDonald's.
Pretty much the same thing, then.
Yeah.
You're getting coffee at McDonald's.
I can fall asleep. Charlie's jacked.
I'm amped.
Jacked up. But I just thought of our podium. We're doing this on the fly. Our podium is the podium of street signs.
Street signs?
Yeah, or like, you know, signs on the highway.
Okay.
You go first.
That sign, that's like, so I guess when you're, like, example, when you're coming from Minneapolis to Des Moines,
okay,
just outside of Albert Lee, there's the Des Moines 155-mile sign. It's the first time you see your end destination with the miles to go.
Oh.
That sign.
So just the first time it pops up with the...
The first time that your end destination with your miles to.
I like that.
Yeah. That's a good one. It's like, oh, I got this kind of thing.
Mine is... The 69th mile marker.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
Not surprised with that one for me on that one. Okay. Oh, I was not ready for this. We'll go with the signs that rhyme that say like buckle up or something. Like the big, like when you're in the city.
Yeah, when they read across. I'm pretty sure.
Like click it or take it or whatever, like so many deaths.
But yeah, when they have like the witty sayings.
Yeah, but I like it when they're witty. Or like they're saying like don't drink and drive.
Yeah, like something about Santa's reindeer and drinking.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So like, if you show your creativity.
Maybe that's why Rudolph had a red nose.
When you show off your creativity.
That's why Rudolph had a red nose. He was an alcoholic.
He wasn't driving, he was just riding. He was just flying.
True, it was red and bulbous though, so he... I don't know.
Nick Jackson, any help on that? The flush.
The flush. My next one probably would be... Oh, the bump signs? Like, big bump when is there warning you for a big bump coming up?
Do you slow down or speed up?
I just get excited.
I don't do anything, I just get amped.
Just get excited.
Yeah. I like the... Okay, my next one.
Last one.
Oh, shit. Yeah. My last one is going to be... When you see, like, the famous people, like, who used to ever born here.
The birthplaces?
Yeah.
Like, we passed Reagan's and Hoover's?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know if we can pass Hoover's.
Not yet.
Oh, we will.
But I like...
Further we are.
Are
we there yet?
No, we're not there yet. But I like it, like, when you're on a new road for the first time. Especially. God, yeah. It's be like first time.
So the first time you ever see it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even remember the first time.
I like learning. I like learning things.
Good for you.
I'm an intellectual.
Congrats. I don't think you can call yourself an intellectual.
I just did.
No, but I'm saying...
But like, it's on a podcast, so it's pretty official.
Maybe. I don't think so, though.
It's kind of how it works.
It's like, you can't... It's not like bragging. It's just not cool. You can't call yourself...
It's more of a fact. It's not a brag.
Like, you can't call yourself attractive.
I didn't. I said I was an intellectual.
I get it.
Stop stalling.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how to put a hole in your argument. Even.
The song I just came out is called Speechless, and I think that's what Grant is right now.
My last sign is the stop sign. It's important. Or when everyone was in high school and they started putting like the stop hammer time on the bottom of all the signs, those were pretty fun.
Stop.
Hammer now time. Now they put like stop Trump. So can you really put anything there?
Or like the slow down signs.
And like, oh yeah, what if you said like slow down turtles?
Deer.
Slow down, hammer time.
Deer crossing. Icy when wet. Remember we'd cross Buck Hill in Minnesota?
Yeah.
It says icy when
wet. I get it. Yeah, icy when wet. That's...
Stuff.
Stuff. Stuff in the road. Stuff in the road.
We're about to pass the world's largest truck stop on I-80.
Yep, so the world's largest truck stop, Iowa's Pride and Joy. If you haven't been there...
Have you been there?
I've been there.
Okay.
Multiple times. They have like a little museum and everything.
It's massive. Some would say it's massive.
They have showers.
They do. We have a lot of truck stops have showers though. You kind of need one though.
I'm just trying to make sure I didn't need one. I'm still working on getting air conditioning in my apartment. I think I'm pretty close to breaking.
And I'm like debating on getting a second unit. Does that make me bougie?
Maybe. Yeah. It's a lot of electricity, man.
I have square footage I need to cover. My one's only rated for one room.
Okay, nice. Watch out.
We're good.
You're scaring me. Alright, these trucks out here. There's a lot of them.
They know who runs this road. It's like ice road truckers
okay,
out here.
No, back to the AC comment.
Yeah.
I literally have thought about getting an AC unit.
Yeah.
But then I feel too much pride in the fact that when last time I did it, or last time I lived in a no AC place.
It was college.
It was college, and I just didn't want, like, I...
We just walk around with box fans, though. It's not a great way to live.
You walk around with box fans, and, like, you spray yourself with water every now and then.
I would take, like, 3 showers a day just to take cold showers.
I definitely started taking cold showers in the morning. But when it's, like, 90 and you wake up, I'm going to ruin another pair of sheets or something.
It's not fun. See, this last year, I went through the same thing. I was like, I don't need air conditioning. I've lived without it for 5 years. I can do it. And I was like... Wait, why am I doing this to myself? I can get an air conditioner and like it'll make my life more enjoyable.
I just feel too much pride.
Yeah, well, I'm saying suck it up because it's worth it. And it's actually not that much more expensive. If you use it responsibly, you gotta get the one that shuts off when it reaches your temperature.
Probably wouldn't be responsible about it. Probably just turn the place to like 40 degrees.
I got my set at like 73 right now. That's what I last checked.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see myself getting one. And growing up, we never turned on the AC until the 4th of July. And then we turned it off by the beginning of September.
It sounds like you're ready to get one right now.
Yeah, so really...
Happy 4th of July. Greg, it's an AC unit.
It's kind of a make or break time, but I guess we'll find out.
So, as a frequent visitor of your apartment, I'm going to request that you get one. It's going to be on my...
It's going to be warm.
What's that thing called when... bands go play at venues and they have like a list of like things they want in their green room, like that require like a Skittles,
yeah,
like
I don't know.
Beer. There's a word
Skittles
for
and beer definitely most green rooms.
There's like a list that bands put together. Mine is gonna be you have to get an AC unit.
The request list. That's what I assumed.
There's an official name for it. I don't know.
Green room request list.
It's like a one word thing. Anyway,
I really dislike this person for driving so slow and also having a Vivaless stool. Oh, he's eating. Never mind. I get it now.
He was going 60 in a 70. Yeah. Just saying.
He was probably high.
I'm not saying it.
I bet he was high.
Why would you say that? You don't know the guy.
He had a mustache.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Most guys with mustaches are high. Under the age of 30.
Okay.
Or have weed on them, but don't tell the cops. Anyway.
You went down a hole there.
So, what we're going to do this episode is we're going to randomly call people like you would when you're driving. What's your favorite, road time snack?
Road time snack? Maybe some, almonds?
Almonds?
Yeah.
Such a health nut.
Yeah, what a nut.
Get it? Nut? Get a nut?
Well, you're currently on the most recent episode of Pardon Me. Pardon Charlie.
Ouch, man.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Shit.
We're gonna let you go.
What?
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
What?
Spy real quick. Do you want to play? So, I spy with my little blue eye something green.
You want golf? The grass on the golf.
What?
I don't know. I don't get it because I'm not in the same place as you.
What? I spy with my little blue eye something yellow.
I still don't get it.
Why can't you? I don't get it either. I figured you'd be able to figure it out.
A banana.
No, it's not a banana.
What is it?
It's continuous. It never ends.
It never ends.
It's on the highway.
We're on the highway.
Oh, it's boring.
That's not the good Lord. Although he might be yellow.
You don't know that yet.
That was a terrible joke. Okay. Thanks for coming on. 2 for 2 on people picking up. That's pretty impressive. how rude for not picking up.
Robbie,
what's up?
What's your favorite travel road trip story?
I'm gonna have to say it is when we were driving back from Alabama my senior year and Trev at 2:30 in the morning turns on Shrek is Love, Shrek is Live.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I think I need to know more detail, but maybe off air.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thanks, Robbie.
That's it.
Charlie sneezing us back in.
I gotta sneeze. We were paused and he sticks the microphone in my face and it's record.
So next person that touches microphone gets sick.
You're the only one who touches it, so.
Touche.
We should snippet that sneeze and make that a lead into something. Achoo! And we're back.
That'll be our next ad read. And now we are reading ads for the Lion's Den. Where real people go to buy real sex toys.
I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We're going to pass the Lion's Den soon.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know the Lion's Den?
I don't have a marked no.
Oh. It's just it's an adult store.
I know what it is.
Oh. I'm glad.
I don't have them marked as landmarks on the drive.
It's up here maybe an hour or so.
Okay, you can say that anywhere you are in America on the highway.
But there is one up here.
Oh, probably, but you said anyone up here in 100 miles.
No, but I know where one is.
God damn it.
I do.
I know, that's not what I'm arguing.
I get your argument, but I don't understand it.
There's a beautiful sunset going on.
We're watching a good sunset.
It reminds me of Lion King. But
Charlie, why are sunsets?
That's a bizima.
Why are sunsets orange?
Why are sunsets orange?
Yeah, you're a science guy.
I'm guessing it has something to do with the angle of reflection off the atmosphere.
I don't know. If he's wrong,
that's why that's why the sky's blue. It's just because the atmosphere is blue.
Touche. Touche.
So maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know why it's orange.
That's a question that we're going to ask the audience.
I'd like to ask the audience for $500,000. Do-do-do.
That was not an order.
Why is the sunset orange? A. UV rays. B. X-rays. C. Angle of reflection off the atmosphere.
Okay.
D. I have no idea.
We're going with D.
Final answer.
I'm not a millionaire.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Johnny. We can't give you the money.
I'm not a millionaire. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has been fun.
It's been like a sing-song of emotions.
Yeah, we've kind of rolled around on this one. I think that's kind of how car trips go, though.
Sing-song. I sing a lot of songs. I sing to everything on the radio. I just go down.
Out of so many different ideas, thought paths, that eventually you go crazy. I don't know how truckers do it. I'm actually impressed that there's not more, really crazy ones.
What's, your go-to driving distance? Oh, I have a 7-hour drive. No problem. What's the cap on it? Is it 5 hours, 4 hours?
Oh.
No problem kind of cap.
I think it depends on what I'm doing.
Grant, you're driving.
No. Let me clarify. What I'm doing, I mean, if I'm driving
what's
to go on vacation for, a week.
Okay.
Then I could probably drive, eight hours. 8 to 10, I think. 10 would be a max. If I'm driving for a weekend,
that's not my question. I guess my question is, like, just the physical time that you're, like, just the absolute go mode in a car. This is not circumstantial. It's, like, just, like, behind the wheel time.
So I fall asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess there's only one way to find out.
Or like, if you're with another driver, like another person who's with you, you're like, when do you say, okay, your turn? Coffee's your only aid here.
Coffee's your only aid. What about Red Bull?
Caffeine's your only aid here.
Caffeine?
I gotta sneeze again.
I'd say probably like 5 to 6 hours. Bless you. I didn't say bless you for the last one.
I feel blessed.
He blesses you!
At work, we have new rules now. When we enter our labs, we're supposed to announce our presence. So, in my head, I just have, like, the office, the garden party.
Yeah.
Jim Halpert, ladies and gentlemen. Jim!
Jim!
Jim! Yeah. Jim! Jim Halpert!
What are you doing?
So, I walked in the lab today. I'm here!
Guys, we were seeing a beautiful sunset. And it's a shame you guys are all missing it.
It's like a magenta right now.
It's a real magenta. We really like to know why the sun sets are orange.
I feel like I'm onto something.
You might be. I'm not doubting it.
Seeing as this is never a question I've asked before. Therefore, I've never Googled it.
I asked it, though.
You did. But, yeah. It
shows who's smarter.
Dude, this... it shows you who's more curious.
Guys, I just took a boomerang. It's coming. You're gonna see us soon.
Someone say it's coming around.
Someone say it's coming around.
And she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. That's what I do when I car. I just sing to things.
What's your favorite?
I'm a sing song.
What's your favorite type of music to listen to when you're?
90s, 2000s. Because it's just the most easy to sing along to stuff.
Yeah, you think? Yeah.
For me. Oh my god, look at that right there.
Okay, I gotta look at that. This one. I'll take a new
boomerang.
New boomerang update.
This is truck, by the way. Atlas Van Lines. Check them out.
Wow, that is pretty. Why is the sun...
You almost spelled it right. Why is the sun did...
Check it out, guys. It's a red sunset.
That's not red. Are you colorblind?
I just call it red. It's like a... It's a shade of red.
It's a pink.
Is pink a shade of red? Pink's a shade of red.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is a real treat.
We're mesmerized right now. You guys should just come and take a look. Oh, wait, you're not in the car.
You guys should come join us in our car trip.
Next time you guys should all just fly to Chicago and we'll drive you to Des Moines.
We'll rent a bus.
Three at a time. Well, we can go back to... I mentioned this earlier before we started recording. It'd be like a cool power move, just the two of us, to rent a sleeper bus and have someone drive us.
And then I suggested just getting a driver named Lucius.
But I just want a sleeper bus. I've always wanted to be on a sleeper bus.
I've always just wanted a driver named Lucius.
I just want to be on a sleeper bus. We have different agendas here.
It'd be cool to have a driver. Imagine like every day.
What if your Lucius driver just drives my sleeping bus?
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
No deal. Compromise. Yeah. It's a win-win-win.
That's a triple win. And Lucius gets
paid. And Lucius wins, too. It's the elusive win-win-win-win.
This guy's getting paid.
You can pay him, right?
Sure.
I feel like you owe me.
Maybe. I don't know about a driver, though. Those guys are expensive. I think
two beers equals a driver.
$12, yeah.
Math adds up.
If there's an Uber driver in Chicago or Des Moines that's named Lucius...
Grant wants to put you on retainer.
I really like your personal line. Just Lucius. Like, imagine getting out in the morning like, hey, Lucius, how you doing? How's the kids?
You're going to name your firstborn son Lucius?
No.
Make him drive you around. It's free
that
way.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
I got to pay for his college, I guess.
He could. Some would say it's a responsible thing to do.
Either way. Well,
do you have a quote? I don't have one, but maybe I'll think of one.
I'm going to come up with one. All right, Charlie and I are going to wrap it up here with our quotes. This has been a very dysfunctional and drawn-out episode. We had a very dysfunctional and drawn-out week, so it fits.
It could have been this, or it could have been us just recording the entire car ride for 5.5 hours.
We kind of thought about that, too.
I feel like that could have been real interesting. Could have been like a telltale, or a tell-all episode.
Yeah, it may have been. I'm not sure I want everyone to hear that. Either way, Charlie, you got a quote to bring us home in?
Yeah. Mine is from my junior year electronics lab professor. Simply put, get skills.
Boom.
Get skills.
Mine doesn't compare to that, but it's you're always one decision away from a totally different life.
Wow. Deuces.
Deuces.